Hello and welcome to the Magical Midlife Podcast, where you get a refreshing, uplifting and optimistic perspective on life in your 40s and 50s. I'm your host, Lindsay DeSwart, and I'm delighted that you've joined us here today. So let's jump right in. Hello, hello, it's Lindsay. Welcome to the Magical Midlife Podcast. Today we are going to go through rediscovering your purpose, because so many people in the chat forums and on Instagram, in the comments and the people I follow, there are so many of us who just get to the stage, we're like, I just want to know what my purpose is. I just, you know, you feel lost after the kids have gone. It's like, okay, what's my purpose? What am I going to do now? How am I going to create the next chapter? So I wrote a blueprint, a five-step blueprint about how to do this. So I'm going to run you through it on the podcast. If you want to download the workbook so you can actually work along with it, and it will make a difference if you do it, you can just click the link in the show notes and you can go and download the workbook to go with this. So I'm going to take you through the exercises, because I think the plan is that these two actually work side by side. Because sometimes I think it's quite useful to have some context to go with the exercises. And also sometimes I think even though you hear it in theory, it's quite useful to work through the exercises because you process stuff in a completely different way. So within the first steps, one of them, the first step is, I'm just going to run you through the contents and the sort of the five steps, because that's really the fundamentals of the whole blueprint. First of all, it's really looking at who you are now, because who you are now is completely different than when you first had your baby. If you look back now, it like 20 years ago, potentially, if not longer, and you'll look back and you'll think, holy cow, who was I 20 years ago? What are the things that I've learnt in this last 20 odd years, which potentially have been the most life-changing 20 years you may well ever have? So do you think you're a different person now than you were then? I would say probably yes. But when we're thinking about, you know, how's my purpose or what's my next purpose, we never really consider how much we've changed, or we never really bring it to our sort of our forefront, I guess, of consciousness of how we've changed and therefore how your needs have changed. And the thing that I see so often is people say, well, go back to your things that you love to do, your hobbies, that what brought you great joy as a kid. But so much has changed since then that I certainly didn't find that at all useful. So that's why I've, you know, gone through this process. It's kind of, you need to upgrade the software almost so that you can actually output something different. So the structure of the five steps is, what about me? Then we go on the journey and you reconnect with everything that's changed. Then you claim your days again. And that works hand in hand with my time management system. That is something that I've been talking about for ages. I think I've probably covered it on the podcast in the past. So that's also covered in here. And then you're not alone, because I'm just literally going through the titles of the steps. You're not alone. We look at your social connections and your social interactions and how that's changed. Because again, when we used to do the school run, we had the kids as our social interactions. We had their friends. We had their friends' parents, whatever teams they were on, you know, any of their interests. That all made up a part of our social life. And then, of course, with that, we've also got childhood friends or younger friends that we may have grown apart from only because we were all busy raising families. And I hear it all the time that women can feel really lonely after their kids have gone. And it's not really surprising, because we've spent 20 years plus focusing on investing our time and energy with our kids and not necessarily building our social life, or, you know, building new social life anyway. So friends kind of take a back seat in that time. And you may be really lucky if you've got a couple of friends who've stayed with you that whole time and you all know each other's kids and you've all grown up together. And that's fantastic. I would say that's not the case from so many women, because we're so busy focusing on work, on family, on raising kids, that we actually just don't have time really to hang out with friends, particularly because it's never a priority. And then the last part is moving into your next chapter, which is the part that I must admit I get really excited about, because it's what creates the future. Okay, so you're with me. Excellent. Let's go. So the first exercise that we go through is this What About Me exercise, and that talks you through acknowledging what has been, i.e. looking at your kids, how you've raised your kids, and also how they've come out. Now, the reason we start here is because this is really easy, because whilst you're feeling, you know, a bit sort of, you know, sad and lonely as an empty nester, it's a lot of your time is being spent on what was, and we're focusing on the past a lot. Now, with one of the sort of the teaching systems that I base my coaching on, I guess, I've got, there's something called the Midlife Map, and the Midlife Map works with healing the past, acknowledging the present, and then building the future. So this whole system, it all fits in with that, really. The first question you're going to ask yourself is, how has each child influenced who you are now? So that really comes down to the way you've raised your children will have changed who you are. And I use the quote of, you're only as happy as your unhappiest child. And the reason I say that is because if one of your children has really suffered through maybe anxiety or a learning disability or something like that, you've had to deal with that, and it may well be something that you've never had to deal with before, but you had to negotiate. How are you going to help your child through this? How does the practicalities work of, you know, dealing with the school system and maybe even dealing with, you know, government systems that go with it? So that's changed who you are as a person. Chances are you've probably never dealt with any of that before because you never had to. And if you did have to, you only had to do it for you. You didn't have to do it with your child in mind. And you know what it's like when old Mama Bear comes out, you kick into a different gear and you really start to get protective and resourceful, actually like resourceful like you've never known before, because it's for your child. So that's the first question. And just to ease you into that, because although it's about your children, the whole focus really now is about you. And that's what changes all of this, because we have to start focusing more on us. Because you've spent so long focusing on your kids, putting everybody else first, making the family run, and now it's difficult because you've got to turn all your attention to you, and it's just not something you're used to. And it may feel really self-indulgent and really selfish. So let me tell you, it just isn't. It's about time. So your first focus is actually looking at the children you've raised, because that's a really easy, lovely place to start. Look at your children. Why are you so proud of them? And so within the workbook, it gives you a chance to list all the reasons that you're proud of all of your children, however many children you have. Then we move into the next stage. And the next stage is actually taking on a belief system, or taking on a thought that changed everything for me when I had my middle child. So it's about taking on a different thought about raising our children. And that thought is, what have your kids taught you? Because one of the belief systems that I changed a long time ago is, how have your children taught you to navigate the world differently? Because we all think that we teach our children to navigate the world, but we kind of teach them sort of, you know, the 3D version of it, where actually what we learn from our children and what they're here to teach us at a really, really deep level about ourselves and about healing our relationships and our self-belief and all of these really big things, our kids generally are the ones who teach us these lessons. So there is a space in the workbook for you to work through this and find out what it is your kids have taught you. Now, this can bring up emotion when you really get down to it. So if you want to, you know, if you want to print out the workbook and do this quietly, just take some time and let the emotion come up. If it's going to, let the emotion come up. Because this is something most people just never get to the bottom of. You just never unearth it. So today's your chance. You're welcome. Then the next stage we get to is the journey. And the journey is all about reconnecting you to your values and your beliefs. So what makes you happy? So now we're really turning the focus right on you. So what makes you happy? Okay, so here you get, within this workbook, you get the chance to look at, if it was a perfect world, you know, you're sitting there looking out of a lovely window on a bright blue sky and going, oh, what is it I really like to do? You know, apart from spending the weekend with your kids or talking to your kids more, there's so much more to you. So what is it? I mean, if you could, do you want to spend your time going off to the gym, staying fit, doing yoga, going to see a girlfriend, doing a sport that you love, getting a new job, learning something new. So many things that are available to you now because you've got all this time on your hands. So in a perfect world, what would your day consist of? So you've got the in the perfect world, and then we take a quick snap back to reality and say, okay, so what am I actually doing with my day right now? Because if you're actually spending, you know, countless hours on social media, or you're even watching daytime TV, not anything that you'd have done before when the kids were at home because you were busy doing stuff, just take a look. And in the workbook, it gives you the option to do that. It gives you a like a calendar day. Go through and see what your average weeks look like now. Because Tony Robbins always says success leaves clues. And I also say on the other side of things that sadness and disappointment also leaves clues. So if you can look at what you're doing with your day, what does your actual day structure look like? Because I bet it's very different to when the kids were around. So we're going to look at that, have a look at that, and then we're going to work with that to see how it can change. So then the third step is all about getting your time back and claiming your days again. Now, the thing about this is getting your time back is really standing up for yourself, because most of us will get everybody else's work done before us. And whether that's for an employer or your family, anything else, we tend to put everybody else's needs in front of ours. And, it goes back for generations. It goes back for years. But this exercise is something that somebody taught me so many years ago about how to organise my time so that self-care was actually a priority. So if anybody's seen my Amazon book, The Self-Love To-Do List Notebook, that teaches this time management system. So there's a snapshot of that in the workbook, and you can start to use it, because basically it's a to-do list which prioritises you. And you are as important, if not more important, than anything else you will find to do in your day. I'm going to describe it to you. So there's two columns. There's the column on the left, column on the right. The column on the left is the, let's just call it the get it done column. The column on the right is the get to do column. So what that's all about is the get to do column is, what are you doing for you? What enhances your day, makes you feel full? It's all about you. And then on the left-hand side, it's everything that, you know, makes the world go round, that you've got to get done. You've got to get the bills paid. You've got to get the food shopping in. You know, it may be a work task you've got to do, speak to the accountant, whatever it might be. But what I've found over time, and I've used this system for many, many years now. If you get, no matter how busy you are, if you go for more than 3 days and you don't have more than a couple of things on your right-hand side get to do list, things start to go a bit wonky. And your energy starts to fall, and you feel a bit depleted, a bit taken for granted, and there is no self-love going on. So this is just a really good way to find that balance. And it's not the most detailed to-do list, but that's on purpose, because it doesn't need to be. Because all this needs to do is to draw attention to where you're spending your time, and actually if you're prioritizing yourself. So the fourth step, we then move on to the social side of things. So the fourth step, when you lose anybody out of your life, and so that includes obviously kids going off to university or having their own lives, and, you know, older teenagers, they just don't need you so much. You lose a chunk of your social activity, and that can be really sad, because you miss the people that you love, but you also just miss the daily acquaintances. And those daily acquaintances, as we all found out during COVID, are a really key part of kind of mental stability and our mental health. And it's really easy to feel isolated in midlife, because you're busy doing kind of the things that you do, but none of them are necessarily connecting you socially with people, and, you know, just hanging out, mainly just, you know, going for coffee or going for a walk together, or, you know, having fun, actually. The things that really sort of nurture your soul and make you feel happy and healthy, and actually get a healthy perspective on stuff. So this next chapter is all about looking at the social side of things. And with that, it also gives you an exercise about connecting with old friends, and also making new friends, because that can be really scary. And I know so many people who will go to the gym, go to a gym class maybe, and, you know, they might never speak to anybody in class because it takes an effort. I mean, oh God, countless times. And I don't know if you ever had it. You've walked into a gym class, and especially when there used to be the steps or you have a mat, and you go and stand by your mat or your step, and you kind of stand there and you're a bit self-conscious and you're looking around and nobody's, only the sort of the people who know each other really well or talking to each other. And apart from that, you're just sort of desperate for the class to start because you're like, I don't know anybody. It's a new class. And you basically feel like you did when you're back at school. And that feeling never changes unless you decide to then start talking to people or then start to, you know, if there's a familiar face that you've seen maybe once or twice, then, you know, strike up a conversation with them. But it can be really intimidating and it's very easy to get quite anxious about it because the more quiet we get, the more quiet we become. So this step allows you to bring this to the forefront of your mind. So you actually realize that by doing this and by making conversation with somebody, you are helping yourself and you are helping yourself to move forward because it's one more thing that you're almost, let's say, building a new bridge for. Okay, so the question is, first of all, who do I want to catch up with? And then the second question is, what's the easiest way for me to meet people? And then it allows you just to have a brainstorm about, you know, whether that means getting another job or, you know, working more in the office rather than working at home or, you know, getting to a gym class rather than just going to go and do weights on your own, something like that. But it allows you to really brainstorm the ways that would feel most comfortable to you about actually getting out and meeting people. And then the last stage in this, because it's actually quite easy to do, but you do need to structure it because there are so many aspects that we feel really lonely, depleted, lost, purposeless, directionless. That's what all of this was instigated by, is how many women just feel so lost after their kids go. So the fifth step is the next chapter. And the fifth step I get really excited about because it's a new start. And new starts can be really scary because you don't know that it's going to be a success. You don't know what's on the other side of it. And that's what I really enjoy helping people with. In this step, in this chapter, I introduce you to something called digital marketing. And digital marketing is basically what's inspired me to write this book. You could say digital marketing is a podcast. It's sending emails. It's social media. But fundamentally, digital marketing is all about learning a new set of skills. And it's learning to use social media for your own benefit. So it actually provides you an income and allows you to share your knowledge and skills rather than just being a consumer on social media. The tools have never been easier to find. It's never been cheaper. If I'd had something like this 10 years ago, I mean, my business would have been completely different because coaching looks completely different now that all of these tools are available. Because before, social media was just kind of, you know, chit-chat and sharing pictures of the kids maybe. And now it's free marketing. That's basically what it is. So if you've got any inclination to maybe to get on Etsy or to teach something or to maybe take your physical teaching, add an online product, add a digital product, the resources that I'm sharing teach you how to do that and allow you to do it. But more than anything, it teaches you marketing, and it teaches you marketing using online tools. So if you just want to throw yourself into a different job, absolutely cool, because it is about creating your next chapter. But what this does, it's been hugely beneficial for me, and quite a few other ladies I know have really used their experience and got it online and have completely changed their financial future because they've created a business. So I'm giving you the tools that you can do this too. And then as you go through the guide, there also you'll find a whole bunch of other resources on there. Things like a link to the podcast, and there's also an ebook, a couple of ebooks that I've written, they're all on there for you. So if you found these five steps really helpful, just click on the link in the show notes and you'll be able to download the blueprint and you'll be able to work through it. So I hope it's been really helpful today. And if you have any questions, you can always email me or you can post questions in the Magical Midlife group. If you're not a member, please come and join in because all resources are shared in there and it's always lovely conversations that happen in there in that community. So I hope that's really helpful. Lovely to see you again and I look forward to seeing you on the next episode. I hope you enjoyed the show today. Just before you go, can I ask a favour? could you possibly subscribe to the show and leave a review if you really enjoyed it? Those things are absolutely the lifeblood of the show. They allow the show then to get a bit more publicity and get sent out to other people. So I'd love it if you could be a part of growing this podcast and sharing the Magical Midlife message. Now, also, we've got a new feature down in the show notes, which is an online store which now supports everything to do with Magical Midlife. There are personal and business resources on there for you, so please go and check it out. As I say, it's right down at the bottom in the show notes. There's free downloads, there's paid for downloads, there is physical books, and there's even links for coaching and business training as well. Okay, so thanks so much for being a part of Magical Midlife, and I can't wait to catch up with you in the next episode. Take care.